The proposed new City of Edna Bay would include about 23 square miles of land and about 4.5 square miles of tidelands and submerged land. That area includes state, federal, and privately owned property on Kosciuszko Island off northwest Prince of Wales. The petitioners are Lee and Doris Greif, and they say incorporating will help their community move forward with needed infrastructure projects and attract new residents. Right now, about 50 people live there year-round. Doris Greif says one big problem is with Edna Bay's roads.
When the state or the mental health, whichever it was, set up lots out here, they didn't include the road. And so everybody that has a lot owns half the road.
Those roads are in need of repairs, but without a single entity in charge, that work can be difficult to arrange. As a city, Edna Bay would be able to take ownership of its roads and bridges and make the needed improvements. Greif says the community's dock also is in disrepair, and the state was on the verge of condemning it. If Edna Bay incorporates, she says the state has offered to help with repairs.
And then we don't have any fuel out here. We have to go get it and 55-gallon drums, and it's very difficult, and especially in the winter, sometimes you can't go. And we're going to hopefully put in a tank farm for fuel so that it'll make life a little easier out here.
Edna Bay is about a half-hour boat ride from Naugatie on Prince of Wales Island. Greif says the town has many older residents, and the school there is running low on students. Many of those who live there would like to attract more families with children, and she hopes that improvements to the community will help encourage more people to move there.
We're just a small community, really. We all get along pretty good, and we're looking for growth. There's a lot of lots out here available and houses and things, and we'd love to see more community.
Greif says Edna Bay's economy is primarily fishing and the island's two sawmills. She says most residents support the idea of incorporating Edna Bay, but a few have objected to the notion of expanding.
We're having that meeting on the 10th here with the local boundary commission so people can ask questions. There's been a lot of rumors going around, and hopefully we'll get that all out in the open. And we're just all excited about it, most of us.
A public hearing on the Edna Bay Incorporation petition is scheduled for 6 p.m. October 10th at the Edna Bay School. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.